Let's go to the tennis now. The Australian tennis player Nick Kyrgios says he hopes he and partner Thanas Kokkinakis are giving local fans some pleasure with their exploits at the Australian Open. Not necessarily New Zealand fans. So last night, the local Australian TV broadcaster actually switched from Rafael Nadal's match, singles match, a five-setter, to their match against New Zealander Michael Venus and Tim Putz, a German Tim Putz. Special K, as the two Australians are known, won 2-1 in what was a very noisy arena. We're joined now by Brett Phillips, a host of the First Serve Tennis Podcast. Good morning, Brett.
All right, good morning. Nice to talk to you.
You too. Special K, or the Special Ks, they seem to be the star attraction.
Well, they've taken the number one act, which I suppose people who love doubles tennis and who would love to see doubles tennis on a bigger stage would be happy. I mean, it was quite interesting that the host broadcaster, Channel 9, switched over, and I was actually in the bunker where I am positioned on Rod Laver Arena watching Shapovalov and Nadal play a terrific match, and my eyes were on that. I had a monitor on Kokkinakis and Kyrgios, but it has brought a level of fan engagement that we don't see really at any other matches. Does it go a bit over the top in terms of the etiquette of tennis? Look, I would say it does in certain sections. There's no doubt that especially Nick Kyrgios draws people to the tennis who aren't really tennis aficionados or regular fans. They're just obsessed with Nick Kyrgios and probably don't quite understand the etiquette of the sport. I mean, we're all for electric atmosphere, no doubt, at a sporting event. We love that. That's live theatre. It's live sport. But I think there's a certain level of respect that's needed.
Did it give them an advantage? Did the crowd give them an advantage? Was it putting off Michael Venus?
Well, to a degree, yeah. I mean, look, certainly, Michael and Tim came back to win the second set, so you could argue that it worked against them in a sense. And I know Michael wasn't overly happy with the conduct of the crowd, and it certainly fired him up. I mean, it depends what you want, isn't it? I mean, I'm a tennis purist. I'm entertained by the actual play. I don't necessarily need the theatre around all of that, but many people think it's fantastic for tennis. I mean, many people would love to see the gentleman's sport, as it's often referred to, maybe come a little bit more argy-bargy, you know, a little bit more up in the face of opponents, but that's not really tennis. But who knows? I mean, if it attracts more people to the sport to take it in years to come, then it's an interesting talking point. But look, they are playing great tennis. They could win the whole thing, and it would put doubles on a much bigger scale than what it normally is.
Let's look at the women's draw, because Ash Barty, of course, the local favourite, she's doing very well.
Well, we love Ash, Corin. We're hoping. I can't help but dream ahead and think of her just lifting that beautiful Daphne Akers trophy. The last Australian was Chris O'Neill, who was ranked 111 in the world back in 1978. Who won the Australian Open. So we haven't had a local winner. It would be magnificent. Look, she is playing flawless tennis. She is the world number one for a reason. You can throw anything you like at Ash Barty, and she'll come up with 10 times the amount of effective shots on the tennis court that just dismantle, I think we used in commentary last night, discombobulate her opponents, who have this quizzical look on their face of, how do I deal with Ash Barty with all his spins and slices? And look, she was well taught as a youngster. It's a beautiful aesthetic game to watch. And even the comparison to Roger Federer last night, just her court craft. So two more matches to go. Madison Keys next, big hitter from the United States, and we'll let go one game at a time.
Just quickly on the men's draw, who do you see as the likely favourite now?
Well, I think it could possibly come out of the two winners yesterday. I mean, Rafael Nadal pulled out all stops. I think no one would begrudge Rafa winning a second Australian Open, but he is 35. But he's up against a guy who I think is a real contender here, Matteo Berrettini, the big Italian. Regular fixture now, second week of the majors, serves big, plays off the ground big. He dealt with Gael Monfils last night. But you also can't discount Daniil Medvedev, effectively the top seed with Djokovic out. He plays Felix Auger-Aliassime tonight, the Canadian. That should be a great match. So, yeah, like it's difficult to say. You know, whether Rafa's got two more matches in him at 35, I think it'd be great for him to break this deadlock of Federer, Djokovic and Nadal all on 20 majors.
Great stuff. Brett Phillips, thank you very much. Tennis purist, host of the First Serve Tennis Podcast.